Tom DeLay, my friend, how are you, sir?
Oh, Mark, I'm doing so good. What a great day I'm having. How's your day going?
Well, I'm having a great day because there is justice, and what that appellate court did was so right. It, in plain English, straightforward. It goes through the abuses. It goes through the law. And it not only reversed, it said reversed and acquitted. I've never seen that before.
Well, I'm told that it's extremely rare for any appellate court to acquit or overturn a guilty verdict from a jury. So it's pretty amazing. But it just the whole ruling lays out what we've been saying all along, that this is nothing but criminalization of politics, and they put it in the ruling, not in so many words, but it's pretty amazing.
Tom DeLay, I want people to understand, without getting too complicated here, the bottom line is this. In order for there to be money laundering, the money in the first place has to be acquired through illegal means, and the court meticulously goes through that process. How the money was raised, where it went, the difference between hard money and soft money, and said, this money was not acquired illegally, and even if it was, what the court did was wrong. And then it says what something I've said over the years, and some of my other buddies who've talked about this, you can't have money laundering if the money's not illegal.
Yeah, that's the beginning. And, of course, the prosecution in this case, they didn't prove any. They brought no evidence whatsoever to prove that the money was illegal. But what they said was, because it's an illegal process, that makes the money illegal. I mean, they just made up stuff out of the air.
And Tom DeLay, here's what else they did. They brought all these witnesses in over long, but they confused the jury, and then it's the judge's job to clear these things up. And the court pointed that out today. The court said, twice, the jury asked this trial judge who's elected. Am I right about that?
That's correct. Well, this particular one was not elected. This one was a Democrat judge that served a couple of years and was defeated in a Democrat primary. But in Texas, once you're a judge, it's only a year, you can be a visiting judge forever. And this judge was appointed by the Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court to be my judge.
And twice, the appellate court points out, the jury was confused about what money laundering is, and they asked, well, does the underlying money have to be illegally acquired, illegally? And the court says, well, look at my instructions. And the circuit court said, no, the answer is yes, it has to be illegal money in the first place. This judge did everything he could to keep the jury confused, which is exactly what the prosecution was trying to do.
That's true. Plus the fact that I wasn't being tried in my home county. I was being tried in what I call the People's Republic of Austin, Texas, which is the only real blue part of the state of Texas. You can't pull together any jury.
And yet Tom DeLay repeatedly, grand juries passed on this, right?
Six grand juries. One of them no bills of me.
In other words, one of them said he's clean.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
And then the last one, this rogue district attorney, found grand jury that was just sworn in, hadn't been even through orientation, and got them to indict me on the last day of limitation.
And let's remind, what's this jerk's name? He's not there anymore. I can't remember
Ronnie
his name.
Earl.
Ronnie Earl. And he went after Kay Bailey Hutchison. He prosecuted her, and he lost that case too.
Yes, he did. And he even went after conservative Democrats because he's a way out wacko leftist. And he went after conservative Democrats in Texas too. He abused his office the whole 30 years that he was district attorney. But
I want you to tell people how aggressively the left in this country, the Democrat Party, went after you from the ethics complaints forward.
Yeah, I have to put it in perspective, because actually this started in 1996, which is, what, 17 years ago, I guess. I can't add.
That's all right. Neither can Obama.
You're right. The Democrat campaign committee announced publicly that they were going to get this Tom DeLay, the majority whip of the new Republican majority. And that's when my first ethics complaints came. They were dismissed. In 98, I got more ethics complaints. They were dismissed. In 2000, I got a racketeering suit, a RICO suit against me. It was dismissed. More ethics charge in 2000, and then I was indicted in 2005.
And the Republican establishment in Texas rallied around you, didn't they?
Many did. I can't complain about that. I had a lot of friends. You would think that a lot of people would run from me, but no, I had a lot of great support. There were some Republicans that could have done more, not for me, but for the system. This is such an abuse of the system. It's just outrageous, and discrimination of it. That's what people are
using. Well, we're having a little trouble with the cell phone. Now, in terms of this prosecution went on for almost a decade, didn't it?
Yeah, 8 years.
Yeah. Eight years.
This judge you described sat on me for 5 years before I could even get to trial.
And you kept asking for a trial, right?
Yeah, I wanted a trial within a month of my indictment, because if I could get the trial and get it over with, then I could stay in Congress and do my job. That wasn't going to be.
I don't want you to reveal things that you don't want to reveal, but this has affected your family gravely, hasn't it?
Well, it's got to. Yeah, absolutely. The strategy behind this is to bury you. They want to bankrupt you. They want to make sure you can't get a job. They want to put you in a grave and dance on your grave. They'll do anything and everything to do that. And certainly abusing the judicial system is a favorite way for the left to go after their enemies. When they can't beat them on the political plane, they try to destroy them personally. And that has a pretty tough impact on your family, on you. I'm not complaining, because, frankly, I praise the Lord for going through it. I'm a better man because of it. I wouldn't want to do it again.
Now, Tom DeLay, we see these heart-wrenching and heartwarming stories the media has about individuals who were abused by the justice system, by prosecutors, through political attacks and so forth. In other words, the corruption of the judicial and prosecutorial system. I've seen them on 60 Minutes. I've seen them on other places. Have you been contacted by any of the media? Do they want to do a program on how this prosecution came to be and how you were abused and the judicial system was abused? Have you been contacted by anybody yet?
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one who put me on. You and Sean Hannity, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I was listening to the news at the top of the hour. And I guess they talked about your story a few times, and now it doesn't matter, I suppose, because they were talking about Miss America, are her parents Pakistanis or Indians? I said, well, now that's a crucially important network news story. Now we're fighting over principle right now, Tom DeLay. You see what's going on in the Senate and the House. Your Senator Cruz is really one of the bright spots. He's one of the leaders of principled constitutional conservatism. So he's under assault, and not just by the left, Tom DeLay, not just by the Democrats, but by Republicans. What do you say about that?
Well, I'm saddened by the Republicans attacking him. He's doing what he thinks is right. Frankly, he's doing the right thing, and. I am sad. I expect it from the Democrats, particularly when they realize that the House changed their position. They're moving in a different direction. So Cruz is having an impact.
And you can't win all these fights, can you?
No, you can't win them all. In fact, you need to pick the ones you can win. But you got to fight. You got to fight.
But I mean, Obamacare's worth fighting over, don't you think?
Not only is it worth fighting over, it is a perfect political situation. It's great politics. The American people want Obamacare out of there, and when you can set up a situation where the continuing resolution that funds the government but doesn't fund Obamacare, the whole issue is on Obamacare, where it was, where it needs to be. Yeah.
Well, I'm troubled by so-called conservative media too, because I see the stuff being regurgitated, first from websites, then guys showing up on this cable, particularly cable channel. They just repeat themselves using editorial pages. It's like they're waging war against the conservatives, and they're waging war against the base. I mean, that's kind of crazy, don't you think?
Well, I have to tell you, I've been out there in the real world, and the base, if the conservatives, the elected conservatives, don't energize the base, they're going to have a hard time next year in the elections. And nothing energizes the base than a good fight and a fight for the right reasons. I got to tell you, I was with a bunch of people that are connected to the Hill yesterday when the news reported that the House is moving in a different direction. And I've never seen such energy in these people. They were, you know, just finally the Republicans are fighting, and thank goodness, and we're going to support what they're doing, and we're going to move forward. But and Cruz has, Mike Lee and others have a lot of credit to get this far.
What happened when the federal government shut down in 1995? Who won that?
It was the most important thing that we ever did. I was there. I was the majority whip. We had sent the president a continuing resolution. We had cut 100 agencies, offices, and programs that year under the contract with America. And of course, he didn't like that, so he vetoes the bill and shuts down the government. It was the best thing that we ever did. And we were 21 days fighting, and which gave us the opportunity to tell our story out there. The most important part was we took on the president, and we used the leverage of our constitutional power of the purse. Unfortunately, Bob Dole went down on a Sunday afternoon and opened the government. But even Clinton said if we'd lasted one more day, he would have caved. But the point is that we sent a signal to the President Bill Clinton, this new majority will take you over the cliff. We're crazy. And the result of that was, for 6 years, Bill Clinton did not get to sign one major bill that he initiated. Every bill that he signed, ultimately signed, he vetoed welfare reform twice, and he vetoed the balanced budget twice. But everything that he signed was generated from the power of the purse out of the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And then the politics was great. I mean, I don't know where they get that we took it on the chin as Republicans because we stood up and fight. We gained 2 or 3 Senate seats the next election, and we only lost 2 House seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We have Republicans rewriting history. I mean, it's a stunning thing. Well, Tom DeLay, first of all, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
And your family. This, you shouldn't have had to go through this. It really is awful.
Yeah.
And I hope people will understand just what an enormous abuse of authority this was. But, you know, there is a God, and there is justice, and you came out on the right side, and I want to congratulate you.
Yeah, and I walked with him, and I guarantee you, he gave me all the strength all along the way. People said, don't you love the burden that's been lifted off your shoulder? I said, I didn't have a burden. I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked.
Walking with him, it worked. It sure did.
All right, Tom. Well, God bless you, man.
Well, he has, and thank you so much for having me on, Mark. You're
all right,
dear
take
friend.
Care. Thank you.